The Super Bowl champion New England Patriots begin their hunt for another title with tonight's season opener against the Kansas City Chiefs in Foxborough. For a preview of the Pats season, we welcome back our Patriots analyst, ESPN Boston's Mike Reese. While fans will be celebrating last season's Super Bowl 51 victory tonight in a pregame ceremony, quarterback Tom Brady says the players have put it behind them.
This team has thought about the 2017 season, and you know, that was great. We celebrated and had a great time. But, I mean, this team has to earn its own. You know, everything we get, we're going to have to earn. Every team starts at the same place. You know, it's a challenging season. We're starting a marathon. It's going to take a lot of good football to get to where we need to be.
Mike Reese, good morning. Welcome back, and it's good to see you.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Before we look forward to the new season, let's briefly look backwards. The Pats unveil their fifth Super Bowl banner tonight. Only the Pittsburgh Steelers have won more Super Bowls than the Patriots. How significant is that, do you think?
It is very significant, and the key is the time frame. You know, the Patriots have done it in the salary cap era. When the Steelers won their sixth, it was pre-salary cap, where it was easier for them to keep their team together.
All right, now we look ahead. There are plenty of analysts who think that this year's Pat squad is even stronger than last year's. Where are you on that?
Well, I think they're stronger in some areas. The one thing that you know about football is that there's very little carryover from one year to the next year. So we can look at some areas and say they're definitely stronger in that area, and others and say, well, maybe they're a little bit weaker. And there's always the injury factor in this game that could loom large, and the Patriots are already dealing with some of that.
Pick one area where they're stronger.
One area where they're stronger, I would say, is at the cornerback position. They have Malcolm Butler, of course, the Super Bowl hero from a few years back. He returns, and then they use their free agent money to sign one of the top players, Stephon Gilmore from the Buffalo Bills. Those two together can really potentially take away other teams' top wide receivers, and that could be a very effective 1-2 combination.
And where are you worried the Pats might be weaker?
Well, the injuries we talked about with Julian Edelman, he has been such a spark for them. To lose him at the wide receiver position and also at the punt returner position is very significant. When you lose a player of that caliber before the season even starts, it makes you a weaker team.
You know, a lot of people say, though, that the Pats' plan is next person up. Somebody gets injured and the next person up is supposed to fill in and produce in the way that the injured person did. That the case this time or not?
Well, it can be. The problem is that when you have a player like a Julian Edelman, he'd be in the category close to trying to replace Tom Brady. Rob Gronkowski, the tight end, has already said, we don't have one next man up to replace him. It's going to have to be next men up. We need all the team to come together.
Well, let me ask about the Gronk. Rob Gronkowski missed most of last season with a back injury. How's he look now?
Well, he feels like he's leaner and thinner and a little more limber. He actually started doing the Tom Brady diet, eating a lot of that avocado ice cream, and so he feels like he's moving better. We'll see how he sustains over the long haul, but he feels as good as he has starting a season in some time.
All right, Mr. Brady, Tom Brady's 40 years old. Is there any reason to worry that this will be the season age catches up with Tom Brady?
Well, there's two ways to look at it, Bob. I mean, the first is there haven't been a lot of quarterbacks after the age of 40 that have had great success as starting quarterback. But then you look at all the odds that Tom Brady has overcome over his career, and you say, well, who would bet against Tom Brady?
All right, let me go back to the beginning. After last year's great year, the Super Bowl win, can the Patriots put all the accolades behind them?
They can, and a big reason why is that a lot of the players on that team aren't even here anymore, and there's a lot of new players, and they bring new energy to the team, and there's another reason, Bob, that they can put it all behind him, and his name is Bill Belichick. The coach doesn't let them look back at last year.
So, your prediction for the Pats this season, then?
Well, no team has repeated since the Patriots did it as Super Bowl champions in 2003 and 2004. I think the Patriots will give it a really good run. They'll be there in the end. Whether they can pull it off, it'll all come down to injuries, but I think a 12 or 13 win regular season sounds about right to me.
Mike Reese covers the Pats for ESPN Boston and provides regular analysis here on WBUR's Morning Edition. Look forward to this season, Mike. Thanks.
Me as well. Thanks a lot.